Hello and welcome to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast with your host, Laura Sanzo. Everyone's perception of the world is different based on their model of the world, and her goal is to celebrate that by building the most inclusive self-development podcast. Laura and her guests share their stories and share invaluable strategies from the world of science, spirituality, business, health, personal relationships, and everything in between. We cover it all. Get inspired, learn to welcome adversity, understand that failure is only feedback, and get ready to hear discussion on some of the most important issues facing us today. Enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast. I am your host, Laura Sanzo. I am so excited to be here today with, I just love saying her name, so I'm just going to say it over and over again, Anna Patricia Bourgeois. Like, how bougie is that? Anna is an incredible intuitive business coach and the host of an incredible podcast called The Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. Welcome, Anna. How are you?
Hi, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me.
We're having so much fun that we wanted everyone to join the party.
Yes.
So we had just quickly just started to talk about that. So I'm glad that we're recording. So Anna, you're an intuitive business coach. And I find as I'm talking to other coaches and just in general, it doesn't even have to be in the coaching industry, but I find a lot of people are just really leading with logic and the logical part of their brain and just that critical part of their brain and really not listening to that inner voice. So you could just share a little bit about how you really work with your clients to lean into that powerful tool that we all have access to.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, that's such a good question. Yeah, I just wanted to give a bit of background.
Oh my god, yes, sorry. It's because we have been chatting, so I just assumed that everybody knew who you were. I am so sorry, Anna.
No worries.
Tell us more about yourself, your rise story. That's what I usually, you know, really allow women to share their rise story and how they got to where they are. So I apologize. I just assumed everybody was on the conversation with us.
Yeah, no worries at all. So hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and my mission is to really help ambitious women gain clarity, gain confidence in their purpose, so they can really grow their online business from a place of alignment and passion. And I believe every single woman has that power to be financially free and be their own boss without that burnout, that stress, that overwhelm that we oftentimes go through. And I help them do that with their intuition, with their personal branding and their social media platforms and their podcasts. And it's all really organically from that place of excitement, right? So that question that you ask me about, you know, how do you use that intuition, is because I used to force myself to follow the strategies and post 20 times a day and send 50 emails and reach out to 20 people and do this and do that and do all the things. And every single time I pushed, I always felt so burnt out and so tired and so out of alignment. So I was like, wait a second, like, I'm sure there's a better way to do this online business thing than putting myself out, right? So I decided to do things differently. And I said, what if I can grow my business from a place that feels good, that I can prioritize my self-care, my well-being, and still get clients, right? So I really, really became more intentional with listening to my body, listening to my intuition, to my gut, what it was telling me. And the more I followed those little breadcrumbs, those little messages I came through, those little hits that I call them, the more I noticed that I was really living in alignment, right, with what my gut feeling was telling me. And the more I did that, the more I attracted and the more results that I got, because I did it from a place of, this feels good to do it right now. instead of like forcing myself to like be at my desk 24/7 and doing all the things. So yeah, so that's what I help my clients do, because they come to me and they're so like overwhelmed and burned out, and they have all these fears and all the ego talk, and they're just like, oh my gosh, like, can I really do this? Like, they're almost like, I cannot do this anymore, right? I'm too tired, right? They're so out of alignment that they think there's something wrong with their business, but they're just not listening to themselves enough. They're not listening to their intuition enough. So yes, I'm like that guide to help them get back to home, to themselves. And we work on that muscle, because that intuition muscle is something you got to work on, you know, on the daily.
How do you define that, coming home to ourselves? I actually saw another coach post that question today on Facebook. I thought that was pretty cool.
I would start by, you know, seeing what is your why? Why are you doing the things that you do? What are your values? Like, what is it? Because you got to have like a bigger vision, a bigger mission, a bigger,
Yes.
something bigger than yourself, right?
I
And
love
when you
that.
can define what that is, then it's so much more easier to take action from that place of like, yes, my goal is to, let's say, impact 50 women in my program this year. And I want to do that because I want to help them change their lives, get more time, that time freedom, more time with their families, right? So when you see that bigger picture and the why behind why you do what you do, it gives you that extra motivation to actually do the things and actually do them in alignment that feels good for you as well. And it also means setting boundaries and listening to your energy and making connections and finding your own tribe and finding the people who's got your back, who believe in you, because it's not everyone who's going to believe in you. And it hurts, you know, it hurts when family members or whoever it is, like, you feel hurt by that. So it's really important to find your people too.
I'm glad that I have found you.
Yes, I'm glad to find you too. I mean, we've been connected for a while now. It's crazy.
I know it. We have. When you were speaking, I was thinking about, because I was very much like that when I first came onto the online space, very much in that hustle mentality. That's kind of what I surrounded myself with. I was like reading books and listening to audios that really spoke to, you always have to be in action. You always have to be in action, type of mentality. And then I remember I was on the gram, and then I had seen a post how somebody was talking about how they had their biggest day in business while they were taking a bath. And I have to say, I honestly can't even remember whose post it was. But that post changed my life because it really allowed me to start to think different. Because when I was hustling, I wasn't even getting the results I wanted. That's exactly to your point. You know what I mean? Like, I was taking more action, but I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. So I thought, oh, wow. So if she can have her biggest day in business while meditating and taking baths, then I might be doing something wrong. Tell me, how does that podcast piece come into play? Because we talked a little bit about this for your episode, but I'm sure someone is going to, even if they think about starting a podcast, they're going to be like, well, there's so many people that have incredible podcasts. Where do I fit in? Where do I have my voice? Where do I find my voice? What
Yes,
would you
I
say to
love that question about podcasting.
them? It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, like for me personally, like I grew up thinking that I would be like on television or radio because I always love to talk a lot.
You have the voice for it. You really do. Like, you really inspire me to even change my tonality. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so podcasting was like a natural way for me to actually share my message, share my story, welcome more women to share their voices. And I feel like it's so organic and so like it comes like naturally for me. So I told myself, like, instead of forcing myself to like grow an email list or grow a Facebook group or send 50 DMs a day, like these are all great strategies if it works for you and your energy, right? But for me, I love talking. I love audio. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a second. What if I focus my energy, my intention, all the intention in the podcast, right? And just, make those connections, talk to more people, share the show with people. And, I've had the evidence time and time and time again. Like, I've had clients from the podcast, like, people refer me. I've had donations for the podcast. I've had, like, it's just been incredible. Like, even women that I've interviewed, they end up becoming clients and I get
Amazing.
referrals. So it all works out because my intention for the podcast is, yes, to make an impact, make a difference.
Yes.
But I also know that when I do that, when I share so much value, it's going to be like coming back to me 10 times,
Yeah.
So that's the belief that I hold, and it works out.
I love that because I think sometimes when people are thinking about like monetizing their podcast, they think it has to come from one direction and one or one stream, when really like all the incredible ways that you made an impact and it monetized, it could even just be someone like listening and then wanting to work with you. It doesn't have to necessarily come from a sponsorship.
I do have like affiliate links and stuff like that. But like sponsorship, I feel like that's a whole other ball game. Like, you gotta have like the ratings, the downloads, all the things.
Yeah.
But as like the most important thing is to start. Like, that's what I say. And, put your best foot forward, put your best intention, do things with love, with gratitude, like have gratitude for the connections that you make. It's gonna change your life, I'm telling you.
It really does. And it's funny, our stories are so similar because that's exactly why I started mine. Because when I was starting my business and I was doing this business program at the time, and the coach was like, you should start blogging when you do your website. And I was like, I'm not called to write. Like, I write my content and for me that's enough. But I was like exactly like you, and I was like, but give me like a mic, I'll just talk. So like, I don't want to write, I want to talk.
We're so similar.
I know we are. So let us know how you work with clients in terms of the podcasting and in terms of the business piece as well.
So what I love to help my clients with. So first, what I love to look at is the energy, the mindset piece. Where are you at, like, mentally? Like, what is the internal dialogue that you have with yourself every single day? Like, where are you at in terms of like trust in yourself, surrendering and letting go and listening to your intuition? Like, it's all the inner stuff that we do just to set the base. And then from there, we look at your gifts, what you're good
Love
at,
that.
what is the difference that you want to make in the world. And then we package that inside a message. Like, how are we going to like create your programs, your content, your messaging? Like, we look at all of this and we also look at selling, right? What comes naturally for you, and really heart-centered sells. Like, it's like,
Love that.
how can you give more value? It's all about giving value without attaching any expectations of anything in return, right? And it's how to like have those conversations when people are interested. It's all of those things regarding sales as well. And then the most important thing is to make sure you have like a structure in place for client satisfaction, and making sure your clients are well taken care of. Because I'm telling you, like, if you do a good job with your clients, if you are able to help them get the results they're looking for, their referral will change everything. Like, I feel like it's 10 times much more energy and effort to get a new client
That's
than
true.
it is to give a good service and have a client come back and ask for more coaching or send a referral, right?
Yeah.
So,
You'll never go wrong with over delivering.
exactly. So we look at all those pieces, and then if you come to me and say, Anna, I also want to start my podcast, then I help you do that from A to Z. I also have a mini course where you can learn how to start it by yourself. It's like a self-paced course with
Nice.
all the basics. And yeah, like, I have a few different offerings for sure, but this is a gist of what I help my clients with.
So what can we expect from you for the rest of the year? Is there, what's next? We were kind of talking about this on your episode, but what's next for Anna Patricia Bourgeois? I should say your last name.
How you say it. I mean, I'm honestly so ready to take things offline and in the real world and
Love
meet more
that.
people and do more in-person events or even retreats. Like that's gonna be like my top goal.
Love
It's
that.
like to do a retreat. Like that would be freaking amazing. I love traveling. I love like going around places. So that's definitely one of my biggest goals. Yeah, it would be to host a retreat.
I love that. You're gonna have to invite me for sure.
Yeah, I will.
So for anyone that's gonna listen, we've talked about that intuition piece. I was really feeling called to talk about it. So thank you so much for holding that space for us. So if anyone that's gonna listen to this and they're very much listening to the outside narrative, the noise, because as much as this is an incredible time because we're all connected and all the outlets we have, there is a lot of noise that comes with that, of course, right? That really limits our internal voice. Is there like one piece of advice you would give to somebody to really quiet everything outside of themselves, essentially?
Unfollow, mute
Correct.
anyone that's not speaking your language, anyone that makes you feel icky or like what? Like there's the unfollow or the mute button. That's your best friend. Anyone that doesn't, support you or are just there to bring you down, like try to distance yourself as much as possible from those people. I would say, like, don't be afraid to put that boundary in place for sure. But also, like, I personally like have this knowing, inside of my gut, like when something is not right or when I meet someone and I feel like, ugh, that person like is giving me weird vibes, that then I know I'm not gonna go and like entertain it. So it's really about you listening to the vibes that you're getting from someone and knowing, do I want to like follow this person and see what they're about, or do I want to move on? So you gotta make choices, you gotta make decisions. And really, you have the power to curate, who you follow and what you listen to. So make that wise choice for yourself.
I love that. I love how much focus you put on like listening to your body and your nervous system. And I think we just out of habit just ignore that.
Yes. So yeah, it's about like growing that awareness, I feel. It's really important.
I always ask as I'm nearing the end of an episode if the guest has anything they intuitively are being called to share.
I think what I really want to share is like dream bigger. Like you have goals right now. Let's say your goal is, to get, one podcast interview book, So why not go for two or three? Like just go one extra mile, do one extra rep, do one extra post, or do and go bigger because, you deserve it. And I know you got it in you if you're listening to this, to Laura's podcast or, following her. Like, you are a woman, you are a leader, you are here for a reason. And I know you have a big vision. So believe in that vision and go bigger and go do it. Keep going,
I love that. Just one question that came up for me in terms of the podcast. Would you suggest like the people that you coach in podcasting and just anybody that has a podcast essentially to release the whole notion of like how many downloads you get, how many subscribers?
Yes. So that was me. I was super focused on it. I was like obsessed, like refreshing my page. Like, how many downloads do I have now?
It's
But
almost like followers on Instagram.
it's the same thing. It's like the more you obsess
The
with
same
it,
attachment almost, yeah.
yes, you create that attachment. So let it go. Trust that the people are listening. I'm telling you, like, I did this. Like, I honestly like put that pressure on myself to like post an episode every week. And like last month, I had a really big month and a lot was happening in my life. So I hadn't posted like a new episode for like 2 weeks and I haven't even checked my analytics and nothing. And then I come back and I had like 1,111 downloads in 30 days. And like
Nice.
it just blew up. And I didn't even like do anything because I trusted that
Yes.
all the work that I've put in already, people are talking about it, they're sharing about it, like people are
Yes.
always listening. So it's the same thing for business. Like people are watching, they want to work with you. Like let go of the grip, let go of the control, and trust that it's working.
I love that. And I think always also in circle back what you said in terms of that trust piece, that when you're, having those big times in your life and you're enjoying your time and you're in a state of joy and you're resting, like that's still momentum. That's when, like, you're having those 1,000-something downloads. It's when you're actually enjoying everything versus being attached to like every aspect of your business. That's where the magic is.
Exactly. It's in the little moments where you're enjoying life and you're enjoying the hard work that you've been putting in and that you're celebrating the small things. You know, it's so
Yes.
important.
Where can you people find you, your amazing self, and your podcast?
Thank you. So they can find me on Instagram at annapatricia.coach. Come give me a follow, send me a DM. I would love, love, love to chat, get to know you. You can also check out my podcast, the Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. Laura's episode is there on the show. You can check it out. And yeah, like I'm also on Facebook. You can find me there. I also have a Facebook group called the
Nice.
Powerful Female Coaches and Leaders Community.
Oh, I will have to join that
Yeah.
tonight.
Yeah, it's totally free. I have like a full libraries of free trainings in there, and you can meet, network with other amazing women. And yeah, I'm excited.
I just adore you. I'm so glad we had this opportunity to actually have this energy exchange. And I have to say, I just one thing that really stands out for me about you is how much you give without any attachment to any return. And as a podcaster, I know, we do that with the podcast, but I just mean generally any of your offerings, how much you like show up on social media and your Facebook group, and just how much you give without that intention of something coming back. You just do it out of the servantship. So thank you for that. I think it's such an amazing leadership quality to have for myself and for other coaches. So thank you for that leadership.
Of course. Thank you
I
so
know.
much for saying that. It means the world.
Thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure to spend this time with you, and I cannot wait for everyone to get to know you more.
Yes, thank you so much again for having me. We'll definitely chat more and see if we can do like an event together.
Oh
That
my
would be
God,
awesome.
yes. Maybe a retreat in Montreal.
Yes.
I know you said you wanted to travel out, but
We can start small.
right? We hope you've enjoyed that episode of the Laura Sanso podcast. Thank you to our guests. To stay connected to host Laura Sanso, follow her at I Am Laura Sanso or at the Laura Sanso podcast on Instagram. To learn more about Laura, go to www.laurasanso.com.